Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday. Thanks for being here for the Tuesday morning edition of the 12-Hour Radio Show on May the 11th of 2016. That was Hank Levy and the title track to the soundtrack of the motion picture, Whiplash. What do you know? Right there. All ties together, as it would be. And our phone number here, if you'd like to get a hold of me at the studio, is 646-564-9650. Beautiful day here in Northern Colorado. No guest in the studio today, but we're coming to you live from Fort Collins. If you don't know your way around Fort Collins and you're listening to the show from somewhere else in the North American continent, well, you're allowed to do that. And we're easy to find, though. Once you come to Colorado, you land out there at DIA and you shoot the I-25 corridor straight north to Fort Collins, and the Ramblewood Studios is where I'm coming to you from, which is at the northwest end of City Park. So making sure that all my numbers and bells and whistles here and everything is in place. I had attempted to do the first round of the show here just a moment ago. It's been erased. There's no record of it, so don't worry. It's like Hillary's emails. that's the officially the most political thing that you're ever going to hear me say. No, I tried to start the show, and there's only a few things that you have to do. Paramount of which is, with the setup that they give you, you program in how long you'd like your show to run, and they give you options between 15 minutes, which doesn't seem like nearly enough, all the way up to 3 hours, which seems like an entirely too much. The complete other end of the extreme, something that would be totally and completely wrong for a three-hour show. But it goes to 15 minutes if you don't adjust it, if you just take it for granted. And I went ahead and I gave it try number one, and I looked and I realized after listening to the introductory music that I had about 7 minutes left, and I thought, man, this is going fast. And then it hit me, and I always sound scattered. If you listen to the show more than once, it's not that unusual to hear me sound scattered. I guess I don't need to explain every day what the flavor of the day is, why I'm feeling screwy on this particular day. I was looking here, as I mentioned before, it's a beautiful day, semi-beautiful day here in Fort Collins, kind of partly cloudy-ish outside, a little on the cool side, but it's still the early part of May, so it feels nice and spring in the air. Still making me think, even though it's Tuesday, a little bit of Mom and Mother's Day, and my mom, as I've mentioned before, is gone, so I hope that you guys had yourself, whether you are a mother, or if you have a mother, or that you just you had a great day, and that you made sure that your mom had a wonderful afternoon. Took her out to brunch, or out to lunch, or to dinner, with cards and flowers and all that good stuff. And again, I say this every year around Mother's Day, because I had this beaten into my head by my mom, very very lovingly. Mom was a grand total of 5 feet tall and about 100 pounds. You can buy me flowers in July. Which I thought was a really nice way of saying, she was not a huge fan of Mother's Day. It was a nice way of reminding us all that she was not a huge fan of Mother's Day, of the idea any day, every day, and any day could be Mother's Day. So you should remember to do something nice for your mom if you can. And hold on, one second here. Oh, there we go. Okay. I'm just having problems here with the I'd like to say with the machinery and make it sound like a real radio broadcast, but I think I've drawn a picture here. It's too bad this isn't on Skype. Yeah, that's what you need. You need to see what this looks like. When I say that things aren't necessarily right, it is fairly entertaining because I'm working with a laptop and some notes here at just here at the table. At a studio table, of course. Since this is radio with no visual, I have to leave a little bit of that the air of mystery, the air of theater, radio theater here in your head. I'm rambling incoherently. It's okay. It's what have we got here? It's 10:08. We're about 8 minutes into the live stream of the show. I mentioned the number to call the show. Please do that if you'd be so kind. I'll mention it again one last time here for the day. It's 646-564-9650. Just in a spring day, it feels like everyone is just about ready to catapult. Everybody and everything are ready to catapult themselves into summer. Whatever hasn't bloomed feels like it's just about ready. So you should get out and about this coming weekend, and make sure you have lunch outside today if you can. And again, I've mentioned this in the past, so I don't need to over-explain the point, but I have a hard time sometimes getting outside of my own head and getting outside of the house. Which is one of the many new talent open mic comedy nights here in town. Been doing comedy for, so to me, I'm making it sound like I'm doing the first show here. 20 or 30 years, I think, something, some ungodly number like that. But thought I'd go down and try out some new stuff. Got a couple of shows in Denver next week, so I thought I'd put that together. Didn't get out is the short version. I gave you the long version and then wrapped it up short. Didn't get out, so I need to head out of the house today. Let's just dive into some sports here real quick. It's a great time of year because you've got football, which is in mini camp, right? A rookie camp and then mini camp, and the NHL and the NBA are both in their playoff mode, which is great. And then you've got Major League Baseball, which this is their season at this point right now. If you're a fan of baseball, as I am, if you love great baseball, then hopefully you're not a Rockies fan. That's not even nice. They're playing respectably, which is frustrating because they go out and they just knock the cover off the ball one day, and the next day they can't. They pitch lights out one day, and then the next day they can't find the strike zone with a map. Yesterday, the Colorado Rockies got beat by the Arizona Diamondbacks at Coors Field by a score of 10-5. Checking out scores around the and by the way, they'll be here. What today is Tuesday? They'll be here. They were here yesterday. They'll be here today, and tomorrow, Thursday, they've got off, and then a 3-game homestand with the Mets this weekend on their total 6-game homestand this week. Also around baseball, taking a look here later on in the day today, you'll get a chance if you'd like, or if you're inclined, or if you're a fan to follow the, let's see here, game-wise, Detroit Tigers play the Washington, not the Washington Senators, the Washington Nationals. I'm mixing up my sports. Kansas City Royals will be playing the New York Yankees. The Miami Marlins will be playing the Milwaukee Brewers. Philadelphia Phillies will be playing the Atlanta Braves. Oakland will be playing Boston, and the Pittsburgh Pirates will be playing the Cincinnati Reds. That's baseball coming up later on this afternoon. That looks either I'm missing a page. It sounds like I'm looking around for a staff member to ostracize. There is no staff member. I'm either missing a page or that's just a very quiet day today in Major League Baseball. Not a lot of basketball going on tonight. Let's see here. We've got last night we had the Miami Heat beat the Toronto Raptors by a score of 94-87. It was game four, and that game was wrapped up in overtime. So a nail biter if you are a big fan of either Miami or Toronto, either the Heat or the Raptors. And the other game was also an overtime win, but a much more offensive-minded matchup. It was the Washington Wizards beating the Portland Trail Blazers by a score of 132-125. Both of those are game four in the NBA playoffs. And tonight, if you're following the playoffs again, and there's enough, don't get me wrong, there's enough basketball to go around for everybody. Tonight, it's just the one game. It's my adopted playoff team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, will be playing the San Antonio Spurs in game five. And I have a, because, well, I like the Bears. Excuse me, the Bulls. I like the Bulls because I was born in Chicago, and then my family moved out here to Colorado. So you adopt whoever is in your backyard, your new home team, and it's the Nuggets. And the Nuggets season is generally over by January, February. They're not necessarily, as the coach would say, in it to win it. But the Thunder, I'm sure, I just haven't followed them. They just haven't been a lot of fun. The Thunder have been very entertaining. I don't know how a small market team, and you can't get much more small market because they're like the Green Bay Packers of the NBA. You can't find a much smaller market than OKC. But they're going to be playing San Antonio tonight in Game Five, and I'm looking forward to seeing that because they just play a very entertaining, high tempo, offensive minded game of basketball. Did I mention the NHL? I don't think I did. In the world of the NHL today, actually last night, Dallas beat St. Louis. The Stars beat the Blues by a score of 3-2 in a game six. Nashville Predators still, I say, I implore of you, the worst name for a sports mascot in all of sports. The Nashville Predators, because apparently that's where all the Predators live. If you've watched the To Catch a Predator show, you realize that they all live in Tennessee. I imagine that's not what they're shooting for, but it's going to be hard to sell toys with that being their mascot, frighten the children. No, don't buy me a Predator. No, Nashville beat San Jose by a score of 4-3. Also, both of those two are in game six. And tonight, Washington, the Senators, we'll be playing the Pittsburgh Penguins tonight in Game Six. That's sports here on the $12 radio show here on a Tuesday. It is having a problem with my clock for some reason here. Let's see. I actually have a. This will give you an idea just how low tech I am. I have a clock readout on the computer that is not very big, and I'm visually impaired. And then I have a hand-wound old-fashioned clock where you're winding it up, and then you give it a good little shake, make sure that it's wound up. And now both of them match. It's quarter after 10 here. We're going to go ahead, I think, here, take a quick, just because things are going that well. No, ordinarily we would be taking a break at quarter after the hour of 10 o'clock. We started out with Hank Levy's soundtrack, title track to the motion picture Whiplash. The music is back. Let's go for something a little bit diverse. Let's go from Hank Levy and some jazz to recently passed this year at the music sounds as fresh today as it was when it was recorded. Let's go ahead and play a little piece for the break of Rebel Rebel from David Bowie. My name is David Bublitz, and this is a Tuesday edition of your $12 radio show. Rebel from David Bowie. So I think we got almost the whole song in there. It's good to hear a little David Bowie here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for tuning in. My name is Dave Bublitz. This is the Tuesday morning edition of the $12 Radio Show. It's May, he says, with his voice starting to change here again, all over again. It's May the 11th of 2016. It's a beautiful day out here. Actually, it is all of a sudden turning into a beautiful day. The clouds just magically parted during that musical break, and the dog park is filled with activity outside. So always fun to look out the weather window here at Ramblewood and see dogs aplenty having some fun. Speaking of having some fun, if you live here in Fort Collins, you've probably noticed that the it's not just this way here, it's this way everywhere. They start tearing up the roads, and the signs of spring are not just flowers, but it's the orange cones that get dropped to fill up the potholes and the necessary road work. And then there's just some streets that they just seem to enjoy tearing apart because they seem to be busy streets. And city engineers must get bored easily, so it sounds like fun to go ahead and tear up a nice chunk of nice chunk of thoroughfare to see how much they can slow down traffic in the course of the afternoon here. But springtime and all in a college town, and they've been tearing up the town for a while. And Fort Collins is rated. This is not me bragging. This is me kind of smiling a little bit. Ironically, it's always rated pretty highly in these top 10. Most livable city categories that they have, that they list out with different magazines. And I guess, I don't know, young couples and old couples and people in general tend to read this. And it is, it's a pretty neat town. I mean, especially if you want to have all the amenities of Denver, and not have to live in Denver in a major city, you're still only 45 minutes away. You're still only 15 minutes away from the mountains. So, and Fort Collins in and of itself is kind of a neat town to be, plus the college and all. But one of the great things about having a cool town is having an old town. And one of the great things about an old town are the buildings that have been there forever, and not just the buildings, but the businesses in them. And this is my long-winded way of getting around and taking a chance out to say goodbye to Washington's. Washington's, every college town should be lucky enough to have a place as cool as Washington's was. Because it already feels strange to say it in a past tense. I guess they just shut down over the weekend, and I hadn't gotten into that much in the last year or so. But right downtown, it looks like a Civil War cannon out in the front, and the place could have been a military installation at one point. Just this massive mortar. It looked like it could have withstood military fire, I think. But it's one of these places where they buy stuff to hang up on the wall, in a collection of I won't say junk, but knickknacks and bric-a-brac. And it's served a purpose in a town that's trying to be a little bit that's trying to be very, very hip right now. And I don't think they realize how much it's going to be missed, because it was a great place for anybody and everybody, even with your whole family, to go see a football game on a Friday, or excuse me, on a Sunday. You could have a chance to get an afternoon drink and just hang out, you and your friends. You could go and have lunch with your office. You could get a chance to go with your family for dinner on a Friday or a Saturday night, or of course on the weekend. What they might have been most known for, but there was a lot more to it than that. You could also go and get a chance to get out and just people meet and get out and dance on Friday and Saturday. And the Bohemian Foundation out here in town, run by Pat Stryker, who's a wonderful woman, philanthropist. When I use the word philanthropist, I say billions with a B. She decided, and a great lady, and she uses her resources the way that you hope people would use them if they had that size of resource, those amounts of resources to start a live music venue. And it's just a shame, because it's going to be interesting to see what downtown Fort Collins looks like when they're done, because so many of the places that are cool downtown that are a little different, that aren't owned by a huge corporation, are getting pushed aside to the outstretches of downtown. And I guess they're moving the Lyric Cinema. There's a couple other places all of a sudden that my mind is drawing a blank. But I hope as they continue to build and expand that they don't chase out all of the little places that are here in Fort Collins. So Burger Madness, buy a burger, get a burger for a penny, a Friday, every Friday out of the month, will be sorely missed, not just for the bargain involved there. Not that that wasn't appreciated, but just the packed atmosphere. I hope there's so little space left downtown. I can't imagine anybody taking up that amount of space and being able to duplicate or come close to what they did. But anyway, a tip of the hat and congratulations to Washington for a 40-year run. That's the other thing, is that most towns have places that have been there for 50, 60, 70 years, and they've been there forever, or they served breakfast. But at 38 years, I think they might be the longest-lasting place downtown. The Silver Grill has served breakfast for 80 years, but they're only open till 2. Not only, but they've been serving breakfast for 80 years, which is extremely impressive. But, you know, in the middle of a bar district, that's what I would do if I had money. I would buy a place that served breakfast all night long. So people, when they're out there, they're drinking, they don't have to stumble around and get in their car or even look. They can just walk and get some breakfast. I know it's turning less into a talk show at this point and more into just my infomercial and my hopes and dreams. Sorry about that. 10:25 here on a Tuesday. Thanks for being here with me today. We're taking a peek at West Virginia is the primary tonight for Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton. If you know, Trump has got things nailed down to the Republican side of the presidential chase, and it appears more and more that Hillary has got it in place. But I still am a supporter of the idea Bernie should finish the race. Because I think everybody should, wherever it is that you live, you should get a chance to go out and vote for, especially in the primary, for the person that you most identify with, that you support with. So West Virginia is tonight, not a big state. And then upcoming primaries include Kentucky and Oregon coming up on May the 17th. June 7th includes New Jersey and California. And I thought this was also kind of funny. The last thing to be said on for the day on politics, Donald Trump, it said in the headline, is turning to the Republican National Committee for fundraising, because, you know, I don't know why. That was his big thing, was that he had enough money to do this himself, and nobody really should have to if you can raise some money. But it's just funny to hear him admit in any size, shape, or fashion that, wait a minute, Donald's made a mistake? Donald's having a change of heart. I know. I'm stunned as well. Top 10 DVDs available for rent in the last week. You can go out and catch them today or also make plans here instead for the weekend if you'd like. What am I doing here? Top 10 movies include the Academy Award nominated and winning movie Brooklyn, Ron Howard's Heart of the Sea, the Academy Award nominated film from David O. Russell with Jennifer Lawrence, Joy, Academy Award nominee The Big Short with a pretty impressive ensemble cast, The Hateful Eight from Quentin Tarantino. Didn't do as big as everybody thought it was, that it would, but not a great movie, but there were some things in there that were an awful lot of fun. The Revenant, the Academy Award winning picture I'm 20 years behind at this point. For 2010, I finally saw The Revenant, and from one person to another, I'll just say, Don't play with the Bears. That's all we're here to tell you. The Revenant is in the top 10 list of top 10 DVDs. The movie, the Peanuts movie from Charles Schulz, is in there as well. Deadpool, probably my favorite film out of the 10. Star Wars Force Awakens is at number two, and the Hunger Games Mockingjay Part Two is at number one. It's kind of cool here because I'm doing some checking here. Hateful Eight, Revenant, and Deadpool. There was another one in here. Four R-rated movies, so some grown-up stuff in there for the big kids. If in case you decided that you wanted to see a film. 10:30 here in Fort Collins. Thanks for being here as part of the $12 radio show. It's a loose, rambling, babbling, incoherent pace of today's show, which means that I'm feeling conversational and I don't have a guest here to chat with. So thanks for being here as part of the show. I'm going to go ahead and take another quick musical break. This one will be a very short one because I found a nice, very cool, very, very short song, which I think is a good thing. It's 1:48. It's the shortest song that I have in the queue. It's 10:30 here. In Fort Collins, Colorado, Mountain Standard Time. If you're not here in the Mountain Standard Time, now would be the time. Now would be the time to adjust your clocks accordingly. This is Come On from 1956. 55, 56? Don't have that in front of me. Come On from Chuck Berry. My name is Dave Bublitz, and this is your 12-number radio show.
Baby parted all day long. I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Laid off from my job and I came for to check it. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it. Come on, since my baby parted, come on. I can't get started, come on. I wish somebody'd come along and run into it and wreck it. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I lay awake thinking about you. Every time the phone rings, sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on. Steady thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder. Some stupid jerk trying to reach another number. To you, honey, and you belong to me, so come on.
I wanna see you, baby, come on.
I don't mean maybe, come on. I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you, and you belong to me, come on.
From Chuck Berry, it's a B-side from the mid-50s. Dave Bublitz with you here at 10:32. Thanks for tuning in here on a Friday. On a Friday, I'm already that hopeful for you people that it's a Friday. I'm, you know, still self-semi sort of employed. Actually, I should just come clean. I'm still on disability and trying to get back into comedy. So I'm never quite sure what to tell people. And they say, so what do you do? I tell them I do comedy. And then they immediately say, so where are you performing? And for some reason, it's taken just a very long time. You know, it's taken about a year and a half or so to get back into that vibe of performing. But it feels like it should be coming back together. I mean, I made a big commitment. I'm not sure if I mentioned it yesterday on the show or not, but I'm pretty sure I did. But I'll go ahead and say it again. Thursday, November the 10th. This is quite a ways off here. 6 months from now, I'm going to be at the Rialto Theater headlining, in the Rialto Theater in Loveland, Colorado. 500 seats. Orchestra pit, enormous theatrical stage. I had a chance there over a 10-year period to play the place maybe about a dozen times and produce other shows. I have not been there in 6 years, so I'm very much looking forward to that. So that gives me 6 months if I choose to get up off my hind end, off my butt, so to speak, and I get busy, get on stage, and get in good shape and get everything all ready to go so I can tape that. I can videotape that for a DVD. So hopefully that will be the case. Also, I think I mentioned it before, Ricky B's comedy, Ricky B's music venue is in Windsor. Used to be the former Duke of Windsor. Not a big town, but it's kind of a bedroom community, Windsor, between Fort Collins and Greeley and Loveland. And it's a cool little sports bar. They're going to be doing comedy. I'm going to help them out there and do comedy there the second Saturday of each month. And then as well, let's see what else is going on in my corner of the world here. I'm going to start hosting an open mic night just to stretch out and to get on stage as much as possible and try as much new stuff as I can. It's supposed to be two Fridays of the month at, I shouldn't say it, it says an undisclosed venue in downtown Loveland. There's not many, so it shouldn't take you too long to figure out which one it could or it might be, but I'm going to be talking to my contact on it here sometime today, so I'll be able to let you know about that tomorrow. So getting back on stage, hopefully as early for me as this week, because Saturday I'm going to be down in Denver doing a show with a bunch of friends. The ARP show. I did mention that. Yeah, the ARP show. I was joking. A friend of mine, James R. Zingelman, very funny guy. He does comedy. He does hypnosis. And he's also running a show where every comedian on the show, on the program, has been performing stand-up comedy for at least 25 years. So, or started doing it 25 years ago. So that's a good incentive for me to do an extended set and to help stretch out my set, and then back at the Comedy Works again on Tuesday. Don't forget, I was going to be there last night, but today's Tuesday. I was going to be there tonight. So that's why I was going to bring it up. So if I had invited anybody out there to go to the show, let me simply remind you that they postponed the entire show from this week till next week because there's a different. They brought in a special show. They've got Dave Chappelle, some young undiscovered comic named Dave Chappelle. Yeah, some name you, excuse me, that you haven't heard of. Dave Chappelle was there last night and tonight. And to wrap up the comedy thoughts for Wednesday, we'll be sure to go over all of the events that are going on here in the area. Just like we talk about movies on Mondays and Tuesdays, we'll be sure to talk about comedy at the Comedy Works and at the Boot Grill and different venues here around Northern Colorado. 10:35 here. Let's go ahead and bring this into the home stretch. Take a peek at some regular features that we do here. Feeling like old school radio. Moving to page 3 here. Taking a peek today in miscellaneous history. 1908. It was the first Mother's Day observed. It took place during a church service in Grafton, West Virginia. 1933, the Nazis staged a massive public book burning in Germany. 1962, the Marvel Comics issued their very first issue of The Incredible Hulk. 1994, Nelson Mandela was sworn in as the president of South Africa. 1975, in music history, Stevie Wonder and the Wonder Love Band played for 125,000 people at the Washington Memorial for Human Kindness Day. In 1985, the Go-Go's announced their breakup. 1988, Prince released his 10th album, Love Sexy. Man, he was cranking them out there for a while because he'd only first hit it big, I think, in the late 70s. So he was cranking out an album every year, I guess, at that point. In 2003, Steven Tyler of Aerosmith was given an honorary doctorate degree of music from Berklee University. Checking out the birthdays and born on this date, an interesting compilation and collection of names here to run by you. Born on this date, 1838, John Wilkes Booth. There will be no jokes about going to the theater on that one. 1899, one of the greatest dancers of all time, Fred Astaire, was born back in 1899. Legendary film producer of such film classics as Gone with the Wind, David L. Selznick, was born in 1902. NFL broadcaster Pat Summerall was born in 1930. And legendary punk rock singer of the Sex Pistols, Sid Vicious, was born in 1957. Of the folks, of the people that are around and alive and still active today at this point, we take a peek here and I lost my place here. Henry Farnborough of the band The Spinners is 78 years old. Danny Rupp of Danny and the Juniors is 75. Motion picture director of such films as Airplane. And I mean, it was Abrams and Zucker, and the three of them were all involved with The Naked Gun and Airplane and a lot of other different stuff. Just great, great, great comedy. He turned 72 today. Musician Dave Mason turned 69. Mr. Paul Hewson turns 56, better known by his stage name Bono. Model Linda Evangelista turns 51. Young MC, not quite so young these days. He's 49 years old. Richard Patrick of the band Filter turns 48. And from Cal and Keenan way back in the day, and currently, I would imagine by this point, one of the longer standing members of the Not Ready for Primetime Players, Keenan Thompson turns 38 years old. So that concludes today's birthdays and history, and also concludes today's $12 radio show. I thank you guys so much. You're straightening out my notes. Yeah, it's always important to be tidy, straightening out my notes here, looking for my stapler, trying to make it official. Go ahead and wrap that up right there. One nice little click, and we have made it. Episode number 125. Thanks for tuning in here on a Tuesday. Guests are still forthcoming. Don't you worry your pretty little head. We'll be sure to get some people in here. Very, very soon. And tomorrow again, we'll be talking about comedy here, more in depth about specifically places to see comedy and people to see as well. So there you have it right there. Please be sure to be good to yourself. Absolutely no reason not to be. And be sure to be good to yourself. There's absolutely no reason not to be. I always put it off too quickly too late here, but let's go ahead and find ourselves something to wrap things up with here. It's been kind of cold and rainy recently here in Fort Collins, and it has given me a little bit of a flashback. It's been a little bit more than 2 years ago since I moved into this apartment here. And previous to the apartment that I'm in right now, I was staying at a rescue mission because things had gone crazy in every phase of my life. So the little things you tend to take for granted are never really little. So this is a song from Iggy Pop. It's called Home. Hope that you guys have yourself a great Tuesday and get outside and enjoy the beautiful day. This is Home from Iggy Pop. My name is Dave Bublitz, and this has been the Tuesday edition of your $12 radio show. Life we live is tricky, tricky. I love my home.